Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final hour of Bennett Woods on a Tuesday morning from the Corona Cave. Thanks again to Eric Adelson. Going to get Tony Gwynn Jr. here on in a second. But I said my thoughts this morning about Ted Leitner. And if you want to go back, radio.com, rewind app to our 5 o'clock hour. We talked about Ted and just the impact that he's had on sports in San Diego. I think one of the most significant sports broadcasters, probably the most significant sports broadcaster we've had.
Yeah, no doubt.
In San Diego.
No question.
I mean, I love Jerry Coleman. Yep. We've had great announcers here in this town, but no one with the longevity, with the diversity, the overall skill of Ted Leitner. And one thing I heard on Friday afternoon here was some of the great calls that Ted has made. And I just wanted, before we bring Tony on, I wanted to hear a little bit more Ted Leitner here and some of his classic moments on the mic in his four decades with the Padres. Paulie, you got some of those clips for us?
Yeah, the Padres sent out a little montage, kind of just looking back at 41 years with Ted Leitner behind the mic. Here you go.
I've had a partner in broadcasting for 25 years, and I can't go by without introducing Mr. Ted Leitner, one of the best broadcasters you've never heard. He's great.
Coburn on the curveball. Caminetti, big-time play. Throws from his... Oh, my goodness, what a play. Every time he does another one, we thought he's made his all-time best, and unbelievable.
One of his most memorable calls happened in Game 1 of the 1998 World Series.
Deep right field, that's fair, it's gone, and it is going and gone. Home run, Anthony Keith Quinn, 4-2 Padres.
You kept the faith, you supported the Padres in the city, and here we are today as a result. Thank you!
They've done it again, boys and girls. Padres fans are going bananas. They've done it again.
This game is tied! Down from the dead, my Padres. They were 5-0.
And the San Diego Padres, that's right, them Padres have the 2005 National League West Championship. Just coming out just full speed from the bullpen, from the dugout, bouncing up and down in front of the mound here.
And the ultimate team player has just set the ultimate individual relief record in baseball history. How about that? 479 saves for the great Trevor Hoffman of the San Diego Padres. The 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. 500 saves. 500. Count them. Boy, that's a big number up on the scoreboard out there. And our own Tony Gwynn of the San Diego Padres. And we love you, and good luck at Cooperstown to Anthony Keith Gwynn. He's the greatest reliever and closer in the history of National League Baseball, Trevor Hoffman. Is my and our hero. Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Jerry Coleman.
I love him dearly, I must tell you. It's great to work with someone that you enjoy, that you respect, and can get through the game.
Cronenworth, high fly ball, deep right field, climbing a wall there, Carr, rush, ball going, ball long gone, grand slam, Manny Machado. How about that for the first walk-off this year? Here go then, boys. 4-0 Padres, take three called. This ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres. Your Padres are moving on to the 2020 National League Division Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers in Arlington, Texas. How about them, boys? There's the team photo. Be proud. Be happy.
You know, Woods, I saw your reaction to the 1998 home run by Tony Gwynn. You were, of course, a Yankees fan at the time. In that game one, I remember exactly where I was.
I was actually elated. I loved Tony
Gwynn. I was wondering what your reaction was. Were you ever nervous at all? That was a great Yankees team. Massive favorites in that series.
I wasn't.
Even when they went down. No. Greg Vaughn, Tony Gwynn, homering, no?
I wasn't.
Man, good stuff from Ted Leitner. Be very hard to fill those shoes, but, well, joining us right now is our
little
colleague.
Segue. Hey, no pressure.
Tony Gwynn Jr., who's going to do a phenomenal job. I know he is, and certainly has earned this chance as Ted becomes an ambassador. Tony Gwynn Jr. moves into the broadcast booth with Jesse Agler, joins us right now here on Bennett Woods. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys?
Doing good. Obviously, you've worked with Ted, of course, on many a broadcast, and I wanted to get your thoughts after you heard that as well, and certainly with the news on Friday about Ted moving into a new role.
Yeah, for me, it's somewhat bittersweet. Obviously, I'm so excited to be stepping into those big shoes that he's left for me and Jesse, but on the other end, I've grown up everything I know about the Padres, Ted Leitner's involved in. So that part is definitely kind of sad, but he will be around the organization. I'll still get to see him from time to time, but I think everybody's going to be something missing a little bit this season.
Yeah, I think so too, Tony, but you know, man, you and your dad, obviously such a huge, huge part of the Padres organization. It seems like such a no-brainer. And Jesse, you know, Jesse is just, obviously, we have a lot of love for Jesse Agler on our show. We've had a lot of fun with Jesse over the years. We always say how extremely blessed we are to have the broadcasters on TV and on radio that we have here for the San Diego Padres. And, you know, you growing up, I mean, you've grown up with Ted Leitner, man, and now to be kind of sliding into that role, it's got to be a really cool feeling for you as well. We wanted you to know, man, from the bottom of our hearts, we're really stoked for you. And we know you're going to do a great job. How are you going to manage, though? That's the first thing I thought of. How are you going to manage this? I'm a practical person, and I'm thinking like our boss, Adam. So I want to know, how do you plan on doing all of this?
I haven't quite figured that part out yet. I think it's got to be determined, but I'm certainly honored that, you know, the Padres chose me to be a part of this broadcast group. As I said, I'm really excited to get a chance to work with Jesse on an everyday basis. Jesse and I have grown pretty tight over the last 3-4 years, and it's rare in our business that you get a chance to work with somebody that you connect with on so many different levels. So I'm excited about that part. I'm a little nervous about how we're going to manage it all, but I'm confident that we'll be able to get it done and it'll all be good.
See, Tony, you're like me. Just take the job.
Take the job, then figure it out.
And then figure it out later. Somehow it'll all work out.
You know what you could do, TG? You could do what Ben does. Why don't you just show up in, like, the third inning? Because that's what Ben does to me every day. I got it. You just, hey, sorry, I'm late. Hey, how you doing, Jesse? Well, what do we got? 3-2. Okay, all right, I'm ready. Here we go. Just do that. It works for Ben.
You know, the thought has crossed my mind. I'm not sure how Jesse would feel about that. But no, it all
goes through traffic from the studio down to Petco Park. Oh, 7:20 on the top of the second here. All right, we're good to go.
Amazing. Just amazing.
I think, all jokes aside, it'll be easier than we think it is. I think we'll find a way to, I mean, me and Chris might not be with each other as much, but we're going to find a way to make it work, though.
Tell you what, if you did show up late this season, I think you're going to find the Padres ahead in a lot of games because with the starting
pitching,
you're
right.
They've put together in that offense, it's going to be 3-0, 4-0 pretty quickly. Give me a reaction to the latest move yesterday, still not official, but reported, Joe Musgrove coming to the Padres as well.
I absolutely love this move. Jesse and I were kind of talking about it last night, how perfect he is for this rotation. I actually ran into Joe maybe a month ago at the gym, and he looks like he's in terrific shape. He was excited to get back to the season and to be you know, not to be mean, but that was with Pittsburgh. So I can only imagine what he's feeling right now to be back in his hometown, getting a chance to pitch for a team I'm sure he grew up loving. AJ Preller has done a phenomenal job of putting the right puzzle pieces together. And now it's going to be left up to the players to go out and perform. And I feel pretty good about it.
Tony, I know it's a first world problems here, but with the number of arms they've got, how do you anticipate the Padres kind of managing? You've got, you know, the young guys, Mackenzie Gore, Chris Paddock, Michelle Baez, Adrian Morejon, Ryan Weathers. There's not going to be room for all of these guys in the starting rotation. So how do you develop them all along during a 162-game season, or does it just kind of fall into place, you know, basically as it goes for Jay Stengler?
You know, these things have a funny way of working themselves out, especially in a long season. As of right now, it looks like we're going to get started on time, you know, based on some of the things we're hearing. And in a course of 162, it never fails. These things have a way of working themselves out. And, you know, you never wish for injury, but inevitably those things happen. Guys don't necessarily pitch as well. And it really kind of irons itself out. Now, in a perfect scenario, the job for Jay Stengler is way harder because none of those things happen, right? Everybody pitches well. Nobody gets injured. And then you end up with a boatload of depth, which I think we've learned over the last couple of playoffs. Pitching depth, especially starting pitching depth, can get you a long way. So it's a good problem to have for Jay Stengler. And I don't know that he needs to worry about it as much. I recall one year being with the Dodgers, there were like six or seven or eight starting pitchers that were really good starting pitchers at the big league level. By the time we got to May, four of those guys were hurt. So, as I said, these things have a funny way of working out. In the perfect scenario, none of it happens, and Jay Stengler's job is extremely tougher.
Have you finally, Tony, have you imagined what it might be like? You just heard Ted calling, you know, 1998. The odds are the Padres, you know, could get to a World Series, maybe bring home a title here in the next few years. Have you given any thought to the fact that you could be in the booth right there for that big moment now?
I had it until you started to ask the question. And all of a sudden, I started getting goosebumps as you started asking the question. But, I mean, that would just be the perfect dream scenario. In my first year in the booth, the Padres reach a World Series, possibly win a World Series. I mean, but the thing is that it's actually a true thought at this point. So if you look at this roster, the way it's been constructed, you look at the staff, this team has World Series hopes. At least they should going into this year. I haven't given it much thought, but I think it would be phenomenal.
Well, Tony, you got our support. Best wishes going forward. Obviously, we'll talk to you long before the season starts, but listening in the afternoons as well. Appreciate you getting up this morning and giving us a few minutes, though.
As always, my pleasure, fellas.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Thanks, TJ.
Now in the broadcast booth with Jesse Agler, as well as afternoons 3 to 7 with Gwynn and Chris here on 97.3
The Fan. And programming note, show today, 3:40, they're going to have Ted Leitner on the show.
Excellent. Beautiful. I love it. The passing of the torch, if you will.
We'll probably have to repurpose some of that audio tomorrow morning on Ben and Woods as well.
Go ahead and plan on hearing that at 5:30 tomorrow on Ben and Woods.
The realistic approach is best. As Tony said, injuries will happen. You know who, but you're going to need that depth at some point. Nothing ever works out the way you plan it to exactly on paper. However, Woods, and I think it's okay to dare to dream a little bit. What if it does work out? Everything works out. What if Yu Darvish comes back and has another, you know, Cy Young-type season, as does Blake Snell, as does Denelson Lamet, you know, and Joe Musgrove takes another step forward as he's been trending.
Yeah.
So Padres would clearly have one of the most dominant rotations, not only in baseball, but probably ever in baseball history, to go along with a lineup that's anchored by multiple MVP candidates.
I mean, we're talking about a team that has the potential, if all went well, and again, usually in a 162-game season, not everything goes perfectly, but if it did, is there any reason this couldn't be a well over, like, 100-win team?
No, there's not.
When all is said and done?
What you need to avoid is the catastrophic stuff. You know, a twinge is fine, 2 weeks here or there. No need to rush anybody back. What you now have, Ben, you have a lineup and you have depth that you are confident. If Fernando Tatis Jr., God forbid, has a tweak, has a strain, yeah, you want his bat in the lineup every single night. But now you've got Ha-Sung Kim that you can put at short. And now you got Cronenworth slots in the second. You feel like the depth of your team is one injury is not going to catapult or torpedo your entire season. That's what A.J. Preller's doing. And again, if the rumors are true, I would love one more bat. Me, greedily, I would love one more bat.
I love your point, though, because we've seen it with the Dodgers. Scuffled early in the season. There's no panic.
Panic.
They've got that depth.
They're deep.
We'll figure it out by the end. And you're absolutely right. Over 162, yeah, there'll be stretches where, you know, not everyone's healthy and you aren't playing well. But when you have those good stretches, when all pitchers are on at the same time, you know, the Padres are a team that could put together massive winning streaks.
Yes.
In 2021. Massive.
I think about it. I've been thinking about it this weekend. The best baseball team I've ever seen in person was growing up in Seattle, the 2001 Mariners. Now, they didn't get the job done, but they won 116 games. And I don't think they lost a series, at least not until like mid-September. The team was just on fire. But you know what? They didn't have a ton of star power. This Padres roster has a lot more stars on it than that team did. But that team, everybody had career years, just like what Ben's talking about.
Well, when Tatis struggled last year, who stepped up? Manny stepped up. Manny started really slow, but he, you know, finished the last 45, 50 games on a torrid pace. But Will Myers was a guy that stepped up, very comfortable. This is what they have. You know, Trent Grisham was another guy that was hot early. Cronenworth, very hot early. They were able to mitigate slumps and mitigate through some potentially disastrous situations. Slumps, you can't have everybody slumping at the same time, but the beauty is when you've got good enough players, Tommy Pham was injured most of the year. He gets to the playoffs, he starts mashing. That's what you have now. You have a full, deep, complete team. Top to bottom, you've got speed, you've got defense, you've got the ability to hit, you've got the ability to hit for power. You've got it all. And what you're building in the rotation and in the bullpen is depth. They have tons and tons of depth. Avoid catastrophic injury, and the sky is the limit for this team.
All right, we got some real or fake coming up. As you heard a second ago, we are still giving away grand prize Vegas giveaways, including $250 food and beverage credit while you're there at the Sportsbook at the Westgate. All you have to do is win real or fake, and all of our winners go into our January drawing, just of the Ben and Woods real or fake winners. So
yeah,
no more than a handful of people. A great chance to win a huge prize, and all you have to do is call now, 833-288-0973, and play a little game of real or fake coming up. We'll do that next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.